This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Feeling better without feeling overwhelmed. Our focus today with Morgan Ekovich, owner and head trainer of Get Fit With Me, LLC. And from a recent PDP Dairy Signal, Morgan shares five things to focus on in our daily lives.
We work in fitness, mindset, nutrition, and the overall accountability of all of it. So I work with a bunch of different people. 90% of them are busy in some sort of way. So I hope people take those big goals, break them up into smaller things that are attainable, and make small changes that don't feel overwhelming and make us feel more busy than what we actually already are. Your sleep, your stress, your hydration, your nutrition, and intentional movement. Instead of focusing on all five of those areas, each morning, decide what your intention is going to be and what that focus is. So maybe you wake up and you're like, I am really feeling tight and stiff. Your intention today should be to take time, little minute or two breaks throughout your day to stretch, to make sure that you're keeping your body loose. Because although you're moving and you're staying loose and limber that way, taking a minute to stretch your low back, taking a minute to stretch your upper back, taking a minute to stretch your neck throughout the day in little bursts is a way to feel better, but also not make it feel overwhelming because it's just one thing you're focusing on. So when it does get busier, it's okay to pull back and not feel like you're doing great in all of those areas. You can pick just one area of focus each day. So the two that you should focus on are your stress and your sleep, but those are ones where it takes a lot more mental capacity to be able to do that. So a lot of times we say, nope, I'm not going to do that. I work with a lot of clients and they don't want to work on nutrition right away because nobody wants to be told how to eat. I'm not going to tell you how to eat, but that's a sticking point for people. So if you were looking at something and you're like, sleep is something I want to get better at sleep, but I just don't have extra time to go to bed earlier. Like I'm really rigid. I recommend water because water is something that doesn't take any extra time out of your day. And making sure that you are staying hydrated is super important. And then the next two are kind of tied. If you are somebody who is generally active, like I said, you are getting those 25,000 steps by like noon, you are actively moving, but you sense that your muscles are tight and you're achy, you need to stretch. So water, hydration and stretching are those two, should be your two main focuses. If you're like, my body actually feels pretty good, I'm not achy, I don't have those joint pains, any of that, then hydration and looking at your nutrition, because your energy levels, you probably notice like a 2 p.m. crash or maybe a mid-morning crash. So looking at your nutrition and making sure you're getting balanced meals throughout the day to keep those energy levels up. So it kind of depends on where do you feel your body's at, and nothing's cookie cutter. We all have different things that our bodies feel. So water across the board though. And then from there, listen to your body and pick whatever that next one is that doesn't take any more time out of your day because you don't have any more time right now. That's part of the reason we're talking about this. First thing, remember you're not alone. The second thing is take a few minutes and kind of tune into your body. Try to figure out what doesn't feel right. Does something not feel right? Because if, for instance, that achiness, that would then lead you more towards stretching. If you notice that brain fog, that would then lead you more towards nutrition and sleep. So check in with yourself. And then number three was each time when you check in with yourself, and this may just be a good morning routine thing you do. You wake up, check in with yourself. How are you feeling today? Physically, mentally, emotionally, what is happening? Okay. Physically, I'm not feeling great. Okay. Today, my intention is stretching. Tomorrow you wake up and you may say, I'm feeling pretty good. Okay. Maybe we just focus on water because it's something that we know is going to benefit us, but overall we feel good. So thinking through, checking yourself, getting an idea, water is going to be one of the easiest things you can do because it doesn't require any extra time. After that, for all of you, whether you have more of a stationary job, a sedentary job, or you're somebody who's moving a ton, I would then move towards that intentional movement or that stretching portion. You'll end up sleeping better. Your stress will be lower. And it naturally tends to fall into our nutrition. When we start to treat our body a little bit better in those two ways, we tend to eat a little bit better just because there's that trickle-down effect.
And those are comments from Morgan Ekovich, owner and head trainer of Get Fit With Me, LLC, from a recent PDP Dairy Signal from the Professional Dairy Producers that you can hear in its entirety for free simply by going to pdpw.org. Our thanks to the Professional Dairy Producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.